107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got some great sessions happening for the month of July with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Joining us in the studio is Christy Bannerman. Christy, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie. How are you doing this Canada Day almost weekend? Yeah.
This long weekend of sorts, that sort of thing. I think it's just you and me here in the studio. That's just about it. But we've got very special get-togethers. Speaking of, you know, if you're traveling, you know, or on the go, these are some sessions coming up for July that you can take some time for.
Absolutely. This is part of our ongoing Education Hour offerings of free a dementia education for anyone who's interested, whether you're a healthcare worker, whether you are a care partner, whether you are a neighbor and you notice some changes in your loved one. We call this summer series Let's Talk About. And this summer, we're going to talk about types of dementia.
Okay, so let's go through this. So types of dementia. Again, people might, you know, we hear about, of course, the Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. We hear about dementia or Alzheimer's. But let's kind of break it down. So July 2nd, that's for this coming Wednesday. The session is happening at 1:30 over Zoom. Alzheimer's disease, the focus on that one.
Absolutely. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia. It's the illness that's most commonly diagnosed that causes that cluster of symptoms that we refer to as dementia. And so July 2nd, that first part session in our series will be a bit of an overview, and we will talk specifically about Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, and then July 9th is vascular dementia. Let's spotlight this.
So vascular dementia is the second most common cause of dementia, and it typically is diagnosed after stroke or a series of TIAs. What we see when we have vascular dementia can be very different from Alzheimer's disease because it depends on what part of the brain was affected and how affected it was. But it is a progressive neurocognitive illness, just like Alzheimer's, but presents very differently.
Yeah, okay. And again, people may not be aware there are different types of dementia, if you will. So July 16th is it Lewy body dementia? Am I pronouncing that?
Yes, Lewy body dementia, sometimes called dementia with Lewy bodies, about the third most common type or cause of dementia. It, again, presents very differently. It is somewhat related to Parkinson's dementia. So Parkinson's dementia being the dementia that can occur with Parkinson's disease. Okay. Not everyone who experiences Parkinson's disease does experience those dementia symptoms.
Okay.
But Lewy body dementia is the third most common, often presents with a change in the way we move our bodies, in rigidity in our muscles, in a change in our gait, rather than changes early on to memory.
Okay, my goodness. And then July 23rd, this is some great information here with Christy Bannerman. July 23rd, frontal temporal dementia.
Yeah, so frontal temporal dementias are a grouping of dementias. There's actually three subtypes. The most common, the one we hear maybe perhaps the most about would be called Pick's disease. Pick's disease is a frontotemporal behavior variant within that subset of behavior variant dementias, and it refers to when there's a lot of changes, significant changes to the frontal lobe as well as the temporal lobe. But the frontal lobe in our brains is what manages our likes, our dislikes, but also our ability to make good judgment and reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have a diagnosis such as Pick's disease, we see changes in that. The other two subtypes of frontotemporal are movement disorders, as well as primary progressive aphasia. So you can see even just from that category, a diagnosis relating to dementia can affect so many different skills. It's not just memory. And that's a big part of the message I try to get across in my role as public education. It's not just memory changes, it is brain failure. And we try to increase awareness and increase supports, creating more dementia-friendly communities in all of Huron Perth.
And then it wraps up July 30th with young onset dementia. Is this like early onset? Is that sort of the same?
Yes, yes. Wording? A few years back, we decided, the collective researchers, Alzheimer's societies and organizations, we decided to change the wording from early onset to young onset because it was getting confused between early stages.
Okay.
So young onset dementias, there can be a young onset version of almost every diagnosis involving dementia. The most common, again, of course, would be young onset Alzheimer's disease. And these are illnesses that are diagnosed far earlier, before the age of 60, sometimes in our 50s, 40s, the odd time even in our 30s. And it is an area where we are seeing more diagnosis. So currently across Canada, we have about 28,000 people with a diagnosis of young onset dementia. So it's, again, an area that we want to talk about. We want to raise awareness and increase that support that people can give simply by knowing more about it.
Well, you're going to find out lots more with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Let's talk about types of dementia. These are the Zoom Summer Discussion Series. So that is Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. on Zoom. They're about an hour, I would say.
Yes, we keep it to an hour. We try to be respectful of everyone's busy summer season. So
sure.
If you want to grab a glass of water or a cold beverage and join us indoors at 1:30 on Wednesdays in July, we'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can register right now. Just go to the website, that sort of thing?
That's right. www.alzheimer.ca/HuronPerth is our website.
Perfect. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And Chrissy, just before I let you go, certainly a walk for memories way back in May, I think. A big success, I understand.
Absolutely. Our walk was so much fun. I personally did the walk in St. Mary's, so I wasn't here in Stratford, but what a riot. Great people, great fun. And we even had pretty great weather for the most part.
Yes, in May, which was, I'm telling you. So that's fantastic. And of course, we're thinking about golfing, and we look ahead to For the Memories Golf. Is that in September?
Yes, September, I want to say 17th. I just read it last week to make sure I had the date. I want to say September 17th. It's around there. It's a Monday
September
morning.
15th, maybe 17th, something in that ballpark.
Yes,
give you time to get ready for it. And that's happening in St. Mary's, I believe?
That's right, at the St. Mary's Golf and Country Club, an amazing venue, great people. I'm counting on great weather, Jamie.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But, we're thinking about golf, so you can get registered with For the Memories, because that's a big fundraiser, we should say. It's a huge one.
It is a fundraiser, and what a great day it is.
Absolutely, and great to chat with you. Christy Bannerman with Alzheimer's Society, Perth Huron. Thank you so much for all the details.
Thank you for having me anytime.